congressional leaders generally are welcoming President Bush's vision for Palestinian statehood. After a week of delay and continued debate, the president laid out his policy initiative yesterday in the White House Rose Garden. He said the U.S. would support a provisional Palestinian state if it carried out major reforms and replaced Yasser Arafat. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Mr. Bush did not name Arafat, but his message was clear. He said peace requires a new and different Palestinian leadership.
I call on the Palestinian people to elect new leaders. Leaders not compromised by terror. I call upon them to build a practicing democracy based on tolerance and liberty. If the Palestinian people actively pursue these goals, America and the world will actively support their efforts.
The president called for a completely revamped Palestinian Authority, a parliament with real power, an independent judiciary, a security service that would wage battle against terrorists. In short, he called for the separation of powers that was laid out in the Oslo Peace Accords, but has been rendered meaningless by Arafat's authoritarian rule. To achieve these reforms, Mr. Bush suggested what sounded almost like an international mandate.
The United States, along with the European Union and Arab states, will work with Palestinian leaders to create a new constitutional framework and a working democracy for the Palestinian people. And the United States, along with others in the international community, will help the Palestinians organize and monitor fair, multi-party local elections by the end of the year, with national elections to follow.
Asked about American involvement, a senior administration official said it would not include U.S. peacekeepers. The president also demanded that Arab states choose the side of peace. He called on Arab leaders to end anti-Israeli incitement in their media, denounce suicide bombings, and end funding to terror groups. Only then did Mr. Bush turn to Israel. As Palestinian reforms progress, he said, Ariel Sharon's government should respond.
Permanent occupation threatens Israel's identity and democracy. A stable, peaceful Palestinian state is necessary to achieve the security that Israel longs for. So I challenge Israel to take concrete steps to support the emergence of a viable, credible Palestinian state.
Mr. Bush repeated long-standing demands that Israel stop building settlements in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. He called on Israel's army to withdraw to positions it held before the current round of fighting began 2 years ago and to lift the siege that hampers Palestinians' freedom of movement and economy. Eventually, he said the occupation Israel began in 1967 must end, but he did not address the toughest issues: final borders, the fate of Jerusalem, and Palestinian refugees. The president left it to Palestinians and Israelis to work out the very items that derailed the Camp David summit 2 years ago. If all went well, the president said a final peace deal could be reached in 3 years, but he set no deadline.
All who are familiar with the history of the Middle East realize that there may be setbacks in this process. Trained and determined killers, as we have seen, want to stop it. Yet the Egyptian and Jordanian peace treaties with Israel remind us that with determined and responsible leadership, progress can come quickly.
President Bush travels to a G8 conference in Canada today, where he's expected to rally support for his plan. A senior administration official says Secretary of State Colin Powell likely will travel to the Mideast to rally support there. For now, the official said a proposed international peace conference is on hold. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.